I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What do you do when gangs in Haiti are just a couple streets away? Local staff at Christian World Outreach have had to consider that question. Their main office is right by Delmas 30. That's a Port-au-Prince neighborhood that suffered a brutal gang attack on February 26. Yet Greg Yoder with CWO says,
if it gets too close, we just don't have classes. We don't hold the feeding program. We won't hold church. But they continue to want to do ministry, share the gospel. You know, our hope is that gang members come to know the Lord through us being there and the Haitian people being resilient and pastors still ministering to people and teachers still speaking into women's lives.
Pray for protection for CWO staff and the people they serve in Haiti's ongoing crisis. The gospel ministry can continue. And over 700 language groups in Southeast Asia have never heard about Jesus in their own language. But what if that could change, starting with 25 languages? Well, local believers are working to translate the Bible, and you can help accelerate the process. Mark Stedman with Wycliffe Associates tells us,
the teams that are choosing to do this work, they do it because they love the Lord. And despite all of that, sometimes these projects can take a year or even 2 years.
2 years can feel like forever for those who are desperate for hope. And that's where Starlink, a satellite internet service, steps in. By providing translators with their own internet kit, the mission overcomes key challenges, allowing file uploads, work backups, and video calls with facilitators. Technology costs about $3,000 to $4,000, covering the Starlink kit, delivery, and setup. If you want to know more, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.